Okay. Simashin Chavav says, well, you start at the bottom with Sinan called Gufay, Visama Kregan Madurs. A person can't wash himself, or literally pour water over himself, cold water called Gufay, which that's Mutter. But then go and stand, Visama Kregan Madurs, then warm up his body standing near the fire. Because the Maisa, he's warming the water, and it gets the equivalent status of washing his body in warm water. Mm-hmm. But just pouring the cold water over his body, even though he'd heated his body, that's not cold warm water for these purposes, and that doesn't go into the Isser. Okay? Yedayin, Nipsa Karechus Kol Gufay. This language is a direct quote from the Rambam. So the problem isn't the heat in the water, because the person obviously is not going to stand next to the water to the point that it gets to Yatzeletas, because he wouldn't tolerate that on his body. To have So that's not the concern. The concern is the problem is the fact that this would then have a din of rechitza. Okay. Now, Asirle, the Kiban, she'ain's a rechitza gemura. So Rama said the problem is it's being, Benitza Karechos kol gufay becham. And so he wants to know why is the Rama stressed this word of kol gufay. So we said before that water which was heated. An Erev Shabbos is only also to be Rechus Kol Gufay. So, and therefore, since this is not a normal case of Rechitza, Asur Rakit Chama Shukma Me Erev Shabbos, they also are Kol Gufay, Kamusha Kazim Sef Aleph. Vayesh Armin, which we're going to see in the next Sif, Shachas Asir Lo Dinach Shabbos Rechus Becham and Shukma Be Shabbos. So even though there's no issue of warming the water, but you're washing yourself in water which is heated on Shabbos, thus the field lichitz behind the pun of Raglov. Okay. So even though the water was heated in a way which is mutter, that's not the problem. Chazal asked washing yourself in water which is heated on Shabbos, even pun of Raglov. Vaf the stam cham and shukmu be Shabbos hukmu be mayim be iser. So there's no iser in heating the water. So we should argue that maybe this case should be not usur. Okay. Fine. So that's two shittas over here. Now, the Shartzian in Ches says, "Kain kasev magad rum b'tam." That's how the magad rum understands the thought process of the Rambam. Of course, this is not explicit in the Rambam. This is just a diuk in the Rambam. Mashma. So, the point of that the Mishnah Berurah is going to be diuk with this is the hat over here is because it's not rechitza gemura, because being mishtatev is not rechitza gemura. Mashal the rechitza gemura after that's a ramam also feel upon a bit of a rag levad after the hoyer rag hefsher mayim b'shabbos. So when we ask it in halacha, even upon a bit of a rag on water which is heated on Shabbos, so obviously how are you doing it? You're taking the water and then washing yourself with it. So it wasn't the case of rechitza of going into the water. It wasn't a bath. It was pouring water on your body. So this oifen of pouring water over your body and then heating it, that's not rechitza gemura. But a person would take water which is warm and then put it on his body. That's normal rechitza. So that's exactly what Chazal asked. Even though over here all you did was hefsher, not chimum, afshala hefsher, ein iser. Fine, that's how the Magen Rambam understands. Zach the Shartzian, it continues on to the next page. My passage lush on a grow mash with the Tama Rambam, the grow learns the Rambam differently. It says that the Isser is because the Isser of Rechitza is connected to the Isser of Chimum. So water which is heated beheter on Shabbos, the Rambam holds, gets the halacha like water which is heated before Shabbos. The Gam Sham Lohayo Aletzim Achim Amister Amla Gozer Rak is Al Kol Kufay Fiza Abimayim Shuv Shuv Beshabbos Hanash Lohayo Yatz Let Us Ben Ein Yisrael Das Rambam Rak Rechitz is Kol Kufay. So if according to the Gra, washing panah yadav raglav in water which was hufshir b'shabbos would be mutter. It's only asr on Shabbos to be roiched kol kufay with such water, just like that would be asr from erev Shabbos. So we have a chokas how to understand the Rambam. I think the stam understanding lamais is like the Magen Avraham. That's us brought down in halacha. Okay, let's see. So if he would first heat his body and then put the water on it, that's mutter. Because over there, the water doesn't really heat so much. So that's called going into the Zisr B'chal. Fine. Sif Hei. Yesh armim shetzarak lizar shalol lachamim yodav etzal ha'esh archa natila im lo yonagde ve'im tchila yafa. So here we are just taking your hands. So that's if in Siftal the Magen Avraham's diak is correct that the Rambam only asked to call gufay. So this Yesh armim is arguing and saying that even just your hands alone are going to be a problem of heating them by the fire afterwards. Right. And so the Bir Halacha points out like this. Yeshar Mishnah Tzorach Lizar. So now we'll see later on, we saw before, in Hilchos Bishul, that putting a keli with uncooked water in a place where it could reach Yatzeletus boy if it stays there for a period of time, with intent to remove it before that happens, is also because a gzeri you might leave it there. So it's an issue to put it there to start with. Theoretically over here that shouldn't apply because we have here he has a reminder not to keep it there for too long because then his hands will be Yatzeletus boy. So we could argue according to the Yesh Yomrim that maybe that case should be mutter. So it seems to me like more that a person actually it's possible for a person to maintain their hands in a place which is Yatzelet as well, which I know sounds like a oxymoron, because there's people which are left sensitive hands. So we can't rely on that. So Zuck the Magen Avraham, even according to the first sheet of mine, which is Hukma Be'isr, i.e. it's put in a place where it can reach Yatzelet as by, even the first sheet that holds is also just Panayat of Aragla. The whole argument over here is mine, which is Chokhma Behetar. How's it Chokhma Behetar? You put it in a place where it can't reach Yatzeletus Boy. But and even that, this sheet is Asering. Okay. Fine. Fine. Mishabura gets involved in that this pshat that is good according to Magen Avraham, but he has to work out another pshat in the Gemara based on it. Fine. That's sip involved. Also, litan al gabi bitnoi kli shiyesh by mayim chamin. Person wants to take a container, a kli which has hot water in it, not a closed kli. And you want to put it on your stomach, so you can't do it because the water might spill out and you'll be doing rechita. That's why it's in this siman. But We add weiter, afilu b'chol m'bnei ha'sakona, shepomim m'sheim roiskim, because sometimes the water is hotter than you think, and then if it spills out, it can actually burn the person. So Chazal said not to do it during the weekdays, but the Isur on Shabbos is also the chashash rechitza, even if it doesn't have that temperature.
It's not called goof.
The heart of the case would have to be that they were Hucham B'Shab is the heart, that'd have to be the case. Yeah, the heart. But to heat up a baggad and put the warm baggad on your body, that's mutter. Mr. Berger says, I feel about all koshkin also b'shabbos, shem yishpach olav, v'nimzik harachitz b'shabbos, ken kosa rashi v'haran. That's how I understand the case over here. Shasian points it out, your question, Tess. Varm flesh, what we call the hot water bottle. Shori, because the chashash is it might spill out. It's not going to spill out because it's a sealed, it's a closed container. The Pirush HaTosfos is the Tami Shum the Minkar Shula Rafua, because there Mishum Shchikas Samamonim, so it goes into this of Shchikas Samamonim, goes into this of Rafua, so Gamba says Osir. So Gadol Yesh LaHakol. So if it's Mechash Kol Gufay, so then Rafua is Motor. So it's not, so it wouldn't be Osir. So the Tzarekodol would have to be something which wasn't a Mechash, it wasn't a Chalik Kol Gufay. And there still was some Saragodl. I'm not sure what the case would be, but I guess if you work out a case, it'll be mutter. Mutter lachem begad, the huadin lachem kli b'shabbos, the mutter af the pirish ritosis, and now, the mitra kol kach, shulu refua. Even if it's lav dafka begad, it could be even some type of utensil. It doesn't have the same. It's not as minkar for refua as using the hot water container. I'm not sure exactly why, but that's the assumption in halacha. So a few things over here. So the maisa using hot water bottle not for the purposes of refua is for sure mutter. You know, a person just wants to warm up the bed. Who was it? David said that Moshe used to do that for the kids when they were little. He used to put the hot water bottle into their beds to warm up the beds. When they get in bed, it would be nice, you know, instead of freezing cold bed, you'd have a nice warm bed. Electric blankets are also motor because people use it just for warm, not necessarily because of illness. Using a heating pad, I think, you would have to get involved, and that's usually used because of refuah. So if a person would be not full of mishka, but it's mutter. Just there's a question of the gzeira that you might come to play with the on and off switch or something like that.
And also some of the electrical appliances aren't mukhsa. We've talked about that in the past.
Rambam says he talks about electric blankets. He says they're fine. It's hard to understand why an electrical appliance should be, which doesn't do a mice of iser, should be muksa. You're able to use it on Shabbos. The argument somebody says it's klishmat iser because it has an on-off switch. I mean, it's very difficult to understand why that should be so. That being said, Rav Moshe seems to assume that a fan, in a different shiur, Rav Moshe seems to assume a fan is muksa. I once asked one of his talmidim if he ever asked Rav Moshe why. What did I ask? I don't remember. And he didn't have an explanation. Okay. Okay. Zion. So Zion is a little bit of the source of our minhag nowadays. I mean, so what we've been seeing till now is that that rechitzas kol gufa is osur in mayim shehuchmu, which means mayim which is cold is mutter, right? And water which is heated before Shabbos panay raglav was mutter. Water which is heated on Shabbos in panay raglav is osur. And chamei tiveria is mutter. The derech it's a fila kol gufa yachad. And in Tzarklamer B'Tzarnanin, right? So we have a fair Shadin. So where do we stand nowadays? We don't seem to be allowing this heter of Tzarnanim or mine, which was Chucham and Rechamit Tiberia. The Poskim handle the Din of Abu Shemesh, etc. So a little bit it's based on Sif Zion. Harechitz Benor. So, the Gemara addresses the Nahor a little bit, and the Shabbat will bring other issues as well. A person who goes into the river, so that there's no, it's not heated water at all, so it's totally mutter, midin of the Gemara. But when the person, as a person comes out of the water, his body comes out of the water, we have a problem. He's carrying water on his body. So he has to rub off all of the excess water from his body. Because otherwise the extra water, which is excess water, which is on his body, he's considered carrying it if he moves Dalet Amos and the river as a Carmelis.
And so on a very hot day, a person sweats profusely, he's also carrying water.
To tell you the truth, I don't know where you draw the line. What's called excess water, and what they're picturing when they define excess water. So I don't know what this means exactly. It's considered person's walking in a heavy rain, even though it's pouring all over him. That's not considered extra water. So, if you ask me to define what those words mean, I know I can read the words. I don't know how to translate that into lemaisa. And since I'm in a not to be reckless in a nor, so it becomes. I never measured it. I go to a swimming pool and see. Do you have more water in your body after a swimming pool than you have after a rain? I don't know what the words mean. But the Gemara says it's true. I believe him. Okay.
It sounds like the whole thing is Darabonim, perhaps.
Oh, it's clearly Darabonim.
And therefore we're just not makbid when it's an actual thing like rain where you didn't do it to yourself, or sweat is an actual phenomenon, but to go into the river and that we're makbid on, that river goes around.
I don't know. It sounds like the flow is the mechaber is not clear. It says yesh over there is ribimayim, which means over here there's not ribimayim. If they're both ribimayim, so don't explain the fish over there is ribimayim, but what? But over here is also ribimayim. So then is that the point? The lashon mechaber sounds like the point is there's ribimayim versus not ribimayim. Otherwise, it's irrelevant to say ribimayim in the whole sentence. Right, so that's why I I don't know how to translate that this into his physical reality. Chaval v'roiches benor, because the paiskim the nogish l'irches klal benor b'mikva. So the paiskim l'maisa, this is the Magen Avraham already, says that we don't do this. The motzi lava l'day, first of all, motzi lava l'day schitas seir. One of the reasons which explained is because of that there's a gzera otu schita. So this became a minig Yisrael that they wouldn't do this because of the concern of schita. That's one explanation. Right, kamatamim ayim and magen avram. Vinyan tefila ayin lekame. So the next sif we'll talk about tefila, which is not rechitza, but just tefila l'shem tefila. But in regards to rechitza, there's a minig Yisrael not to do rechitza. Now, the minig was benohor or b'mikvah. So the shaila is, what happens when you move away from the nahar and the mikvah and you move into a bathtub? So some of the reasons the Magen Avraham give actually don't apply. The Magen Avraham says, for example, that one of the concerns was you're in a river, so there's or in their mikvah, the mikvah was a hole in the ground. It wasn't necessarily clean, so there's things floating on top of the water. So as you go into the water, you push things away from you. You don't want them sitting next to you, so the person's going to push away the floating pieces of wood, etc. So that doesn't apply in your bathtub, hopefully. Right? But Immersion says the opposite, because a bathtub might have been of a kli, and that goes back, that goes into the gzeris merchatzos. So that's actually more chomer. So we'll see that. So the one concern is which the Gemara talks about is carrying the water, the arba amos b'karmelis, which the Gemara does not answer because of that. But this concern, the Magen Avraham says, was another concern, and another concern was once you're going to do it, you might come to do it in America. One concern was schita ser, which would apply even to any type of bathtub, etc. So the assumption is that the minig applies. Well, let's see. Meil yada v'ragla muta lirchitz ben nahar kishem nagiv kadem sheilach arba amos. But to be roichitz yada v'ragla, that doesn't go into the yisur. Kisha Oila, so we're afraid that he's going to come, as he comes out, he's going to, he has to dry himself. So we take him, Kisha Oila, Samach, when the horror, you're not giving up now, sure, but you're a cloud by Mayim Sholov. Dilma Yishkach, we're a little behem Arba Amis. So he's understanding it means as you come out of the, out of the water, means we're not disallowing you to walk with the water on your body while you still have your feet in. It means that as soon as you get onto the bank, you have to dry yourself. Actually, Rashi learns, if I call correctly in the Gemara, that the concern actually was even before that. As your body comes out of the water, even before you get to the bank, but there itself already, your upper part of your body is outside of the water, it's carrying water, and you might be walking Dalai Lama's. So you have to dry yourself as you're standing in the river. How you do that? What? Well, you mean you wipe off all that excess water. You have to leave, at least your towel has to be immediately next to the river. As you come out of the deeper water, already part of your body is above the water. So the problem isn't only on the bank, it's already in the river itself. Because the river is a karmelis, and nipsa shonais arba amis be karmelis. Fizek kashayard litzul ben nahar. A person is going to be toivel, which so we don't do rechitza, but we do tefila. So this halacha becomes relevant for tevila with chilos amayim nemuchim samach lekarka, and it's a gradual descent. We don't want you going in more than 4 amos from the bank. You have no way to dry yourself, and he's learning you have to mamash dry yourself, so you have no way to do that, because how do you get to the towel? The towel's on the side. I guess what you could do, I'm just thinking out loud, theoretically, if you can go in 7 amos and walk back 3.5, and then have somebody from the side throw the towel to you, which is less than 4 amos, and then dry yourself, and then throw it back to him. I don't know. Okay, complicated. So, like Peter, but when a person is walking in the rain, it's not a problem. Since it wasn't common to have that amount of water, the Supreme Godim apparently. Therefore, so either way, but they weren't geyser in a case where it wasn't shchiach. Even if there is a large amount of water which is absorbed into your clothing, so that already, that is more common, and you're carrying all this extra water in your clothing. So the question is, so why is that mutter? So there the Taz says, because it's not shot to make a gzeir on that, because a person's walking down the street and there's a cloudburst, so he stand there the rest of Shabbos, like, what's he supposed to do? So Chazal did not say that, since it wasn't intentional. So that's where the Taz says that Sora. Okay. When they did aser, they aser over here. So if they aser in a bathtub, that's because it's a kli which is like rechitza. But shtifa b'tzaynan mikra then is not part of the minig. That was why the mishabura seemed to be comfortable before. It's not called rechitza gemura, pouring water over your body.
What's shtifa?
Pouring water over your body. So Moshe says, in Europe there wasn't the minig to aser showers. The minig to aser showers is in America, he says. So therefore, in a case of a person doesn't meet stayer, a person would be very uncomfortable. So a person could be mekel and cold water, because heating water would be an issue. That's where it gets more complicated. That goes into leaving out the bishul issues and all those type of things, and the havari issues is a mitzvah the minig already. That's the mitzvah the din. That is, Mishabur said, that is called washing yourself in water which is heated, and the gabi the issur of water which is hucham b'shabbos. But regards to the minig of asering, the issur of just cold water, it's only aser shtifa. As I said again, cold water, shtifa wasn't aser, which is pouring water over your body. Hot water it is, warm water it is, cold water it's not. There's a minig natsu, so mokum amitzar, a person has mokum to mekel.
Again, so saying pouring isn't in the original iser?
There's two different iser over here. There's an issue of shtifa, and there's an iser of rechitza. So on Shabbos, water which is warmed on Shabbos, even panamit ragla was aser. But by definition, you didn't do
right
by going into the abata. You did it by pouring onto yourself. So that's going to be also. So what if the water is warm? That Shabbos, that's this iser,
right?
But mitzad the iser of reichus called gufoy and mine, which is hukum from before Shabbos, And that Isser was an Isser al Tzgzeres Machatzoros. They only Isser going into the water, not pouring water over your body. Uh-huh. The Mora has a Shita which Isser is even Shtifa. The Mora said they did not Isser Shtifa. So Shtifa not Isser Mikra.
Our showers at Dinner Shtifa?
Our showers at Dinner Shtifa.
It's a continuous flow.
So he says there is a minig in America to Isser it. So you have to, it's a minig Yisrael, and you have to keep it. But he says, but in a case of a person is a Mitztayer, so then you can be Mekel. So people asked me about taking showers on Yom Tov type of thing. They said if a person wants to take a totally cold shower, so Rav Moshe says that's mutter. That's quite an accomplishment. But I guess depending how hot it is, Shuas maybe you don't mind.
But even the warm shower, if it's not included in the original Xera, then why is even the warm shower not?
Warm showers get more complicated because now you're discussing heating water on Yom Tov.
Right.
So saying that's why saying without getting involved in that discussion whether that's mutter or not, but mitzad this gzeira, cold water is definitely mutter. You have to just there's the chashash of skita sar etc. So he seems to say that even though there was a minhag which developed, They didn't apply. I mean, there's no gzeiros on the Gemara Tzchit to say. This was an Haggah which Rishonim. The Haggah to Rishonim was specifically going into the water, not pouring. There became a minig over here, etc. The minig wasn't said in the case of a person's mitznayer. Okay.
What minhag wasn't said in the case
of... Not to take showers. Not to take showers.
It's tire.
Yeah. Ches. Alam mutalit told me to Masa v'Shabbos. Mishaburach of Dalit. So we had before that you can't be tovel a kli because it looks like a tikkun on the kli. You're taking it from its tumah to tahara. Adam shiny. So the Gemara says it's mutter. The Gemara says it's mutter because a person could go into cold water to cool himself off. Because Rabbi Yitzchak pointed out, sinan is mutter medina de Gemara, so a person could go into a body of cold water. So maybe that's all you're doing. Now the Bir Lacha is going to deal with nowadays that there's a minig natu. Now it's nicker. You're doing it l'shem tevila. So why isn't there gzeir by adam also? That's the Bir Lacha we'll talk about. Feeling ace car. What about if it's cold outside? Well, I'm going into cold water to cool myself off. It's freezing cold outside. Or vegama mayim misruchim shein derech lirchitz b'hem. Or the water is this smelly, dirty water which you don't necessarily wash. You want to go into b'reichitz. So what are you going to the water for? Must be going for tevila. Come back on the pumpkin, kishadim, bombing a derech, maluch, petit, mitzaya, derech lichitz af beglu, okay, mutter, feel how yachal litwal kadam a Shabbos. So there are scenarios where a person would do that. The person is totally dirty, he'd be roichitz in these type of things, even though it's smelly and it's cold outside. So they didn't ask. If their account is correct, so that they're knowing to be tovel. But if it's off already, they missed the night. Whatever reason they missed, so then they don't do it Friday night. Nowadays it's more questionable because nowadays we're not rechitz kol gufa. Feel a bit silent. V'chenal kei nikar shehu mishum tvila u'mechsik imasakein. Okay, so that's appropriate because it nowadays it is near Kimisakin. So it seems to be where the Achronim are learning that Betzim the Gzera really applies to a person also, but since there's a way to make it not Nicker, it's Mutter. But now that it is Nicker, it goes back to the Gzera and it's Osir. So therefore, as much as it's necessary, you're samech and not. Let's hold it. Excuse myself for a minute before. Let's hold it here.